Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast, episode 144, gracing the airwaves and the presence here today. I just want to know, do you know this? You are amazing. You are amazing. There has never been someone like you ever in the history of existence, and there never will be another you again. You know how freaking magical that is? You know how, like, amazing you are. Like, you actually are. Even when you don't believe it, you actually are, which is why today's episode is so important, because these are three tips that I'm going to give you to feel more confident right now so that you can believe that you are amazing. Because I don't know if you know this, but I'm on a mission. I am on a personal mission to revolutionize the way women and girls across the globe see themselves and their bodies, so that they can stop hiding, stop holding themselves back, and actually bring to the world their unique talents and gifts. And I want that for you. I so want that for you, because I actually know that you are amazing. You're not amazing like I'm amazing. And I'm not amazing like you are amazing. You are your own unique flavor of amazing. That's what's so amazing. I've said it so many times, and yet it still feels amazing. Before we get stuck into today's episode, I would love nothing more than for you to go hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, because what that does is actually shares this podcast with more people. The more people that are subscribed to it, the more plays it gets, the more downloads it gets, the more experiencing this kind of stuff, right? The negative self-talk, the self-doubt, holding yourself back, not feeling great in the skin that you're in, all of these things are happening to women and girls all over the world, and men too. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's the, you know, it's the sisters, the brothers, and the others all experience this. I'm on a personal mission to help women and girls. And we have this experience globally that we just don't feel like we're enough. We feel like we're trying to chase some kind of status quo, these beauty standards that are impossible, and we're holding ourselves back. Can you imagine what kind of world we would live in if we had women who weren't caged anymore? Now, listen, we might not be caged from a societal point of view so much. You know, we're not chained to the kitchen sink proverbially anymore. We're not held back in that kind of way. A lot of the glass ceilings have broken. We have our own money. We can work. We're free. But have we let ourselves out of the cage? Have we allowed the true feminine nature of each and every single one of us to come out? The power that you hold within you is there. It is so there within you, and I can see it and I can feel it. And you're like, hey, she recorded this podcast at some point in time. She can't see me. She doesn't know me. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do, because I feel your heart and I feel your soul. Even if we've never met before, I see your potential. I see what you're holding back within yourself. That if you had more confidence in yourself, if you had more belief in yourself, if you didn't let the self-doubt, the fear, and the negativity get the better of you, you would be freaking rocking in your life. I don't know what that looks like for you. It may not be that you want to go change the world, and nor do you need to. All that needs to happen is that you to be your most authentic, truest self. You want to be an amazing knitter? Knit. You want to be an incredible cook? Cook. You want to open a bookstore in a valley serving hot chai? Open a bookstore in a valley serving hot chai. There is a uniqueness about you that the world needs. There's a saying that says, the world doesn't need more successful people. The world needs more people following their dreams, right? But to me, success is living the truth of your heart. If you can live the truth of your heart and have the courage to go after the things that are inside of your heart, oof, that's success, man. Whether or not the world ever decides to pay you heaps of money for that, or whether or not you get the fame or the recognition that you think that you may or may not need. For some of you are like, yeah, I want that. Some of you are like, no, I definitely don't want that. Irrelevant of any of those things, just the pursuit of you having the courage to go after your dreams is enough for your heart to expand. I want that for you, man. I want that for you so, so much. And well, I honestly want that for all of us. How much more magical would this world be if you could go live more of your truth, more of your authenticity? If we didn't live in this world where we had to pretend as if we're not human, that we don't have fear, that we don't have doubt. And at the same time, we can be magnificent. Like, we are both of the things. That's what I really want you to understand. You might look at me, or you might see other people or influencers, whatever you want to call people, people that you look up to, and you think, oh, yeah, they've got their shit together. No, they don't. No, they don't. Everybody has troubles. Everybody has problems. Everybody has things that they're working through and sorting through. Everybody. And yeah, there might be an era of your life where you're like, yeah, but you're on stage, or you have a podcast, or you wrote a book, or somebody might be, yeah, but they already have a cooking show and nobody would want to hear it from me. The thing is that everybody has limitations. Everybody holds themselves back in some way, shape, or form, and everybody has problems. Problems are built in life. They just are. It's part of the deal of this human existence. You don't ever get to a point where you don't have any problems. They just change. And like an old mentor once said to me, you just get higher quality problems. You know, you would think, oh, somebody with $1 billion doesn't have any problems. They might not be wondering how they're going to put food on the table, but they have problems that pertain to somebody with $1 billion. Even $1 million, you running $1 million business opposed to running a $50,000 a year business, well, they're different problems. You've probably even experienced this. If you have kids, having more than one child changes the game, right? Having no kids is a different set of problems. Then you have a child, then you have new sets of problems. You have two children, whole different set of problems. Some of them are similar, but as life goes on, you don't get rid of your problems. The idea is that you get better at handling them and you grow, so you get higher quality problems. An example of a high quality problem for me might be, oh no, Moddy Body and Ted both want me to talk on the same event, on the same day. They've got two different events. I've got two high level organizations who want to work with me, and I can't be at both of them at the same time. That's still a problem that needs solving. It's just a much higher quality one than no one's hiring me to speak. Yeah. So I just want you to recognize that to begin with, to recognize that problems are built in, and that the people that you look up to and you think, oh my God, they're perfect, they've got everything sorted. They don't. They really don't. And I'm not to say that they're a mess. I'm just saying that everybody has stuff going on in their life. They're juggling multiple things. And that picture that you might see on social media, or the picture that you might see on the podcast, or the picture that you might see put out there in the media, isn't the entire picture. And even look, you know, I do my best to be as transparent and as authentic as possible that I can be on the internet, so that we can see that, you know, sometimes I'm a hot mess. Sometimes my hair is all over the shop and I'm sweating coming out of the gym. And sometimes I'm dolled up because I'm going to an event, right? That's just a physical point of view, but I try to be as authentic as possible on my platforms, but you still can't ever get the full picture of my life. Even if you had a full-time camera crew and a reality TV show in my life, you're still not inside my head. You can't know every single thought that I'm having. And so know that we all doubt. We all have moments where we think that we don't have our shit together. Like, who put me in charge? When's the adults showing up? Everybody has these moments. And especially as we're growing and we're stepping into bigger shoes within our life, we will feel that level of imposter syndrome come through. Just know that you're not alone. It's totally normal. And there are ways, tried and tested ways, for you to feel more confident, have more self-belief in yourself. Because let's face it, when you're confident, that impacts every single area of your life. A probably more obvious example would be when you're not confident. When you're not confident, when you don't believe in yourselves, you don't go after the jobs that you want. You don't ask for the money that you want. You won't go after the relationships that you want, or you'll be in relationships that aren't particularly great for you, right? Because you will go, well, at least they love me. At least they're here. You won't look after your health as well, right? Because you don't think that you deserve it. You won't set boundaries in multiple areas of your life. You just won't go after the things that you want in your life. Your life won't be as joyful as what it could be when you have confidence and self-belief. And here's the thing, they are skills. I want you to know this. Confidence and self-belief are skills. They are things that you can learn. You have learned to doubt yourself. You have learned to hold yourself back. You have been taught over your lifetime all that negative self-talk that you have. You've learned it, which means that you can learn something else. And that's why you're here on this podcast. That's why maybe you work with me. That's why you read my books or attend any kind of other personal development that's happening anywhere. You do it because you are learning something different. And it's great. So congratulate yourself for that. Congratulate yourself right now. In fact, what I want you to do is go ahead and put your hand up and put your palm facing behind you. Yeah, your palm is facing your back. So put your hand up at about head height with your palm facing your back. Yep. Now go ahead and put your elbow up to the sky as high as you possibly can. I can't get mine very high. Just until your hand touches your back. Now lift your hand off and put it back down again. Now do that fast on repeat. If you can hear that on the podcast, you just gave yourself a pat on the back. It might seem cheesy. It might seem corny. If you didn't go do it now. The cheesy and the corniness of it, I'm going to get to this part on we're doing three ways to feel more confident. The third one, I just gave you a little bit of a preview on. Our physiology creates our psychology. People aren't coming and patting you on the back on a regular basis. You need to be your own cheerleader. You need to be the one that's supporting yourself, that's encouraging you, that's being the one that believes in you the most. You need to be your biggest fan. Because your dreams, my loves, they are not going to get themselves. You need to go after those things. If your dream is to be just your most confident self, you need to go get that. No one else is going to do it for you. I can sit here as your guide and as your coach and show you where to go. I can give you the activities and the exercises to do, but I can't do the push-ups for you. I'm a self-love and confidence personal trainer, if you would. Right? But if I do the push-ups, only I'll get stronger. You need to do the push-ups. You need to be the one that's doing the hard yards that I'm showing you how to do. And it's not always hard. It can be fun, can be enjoyable. It's exciting because you're learning how to break free of the shackles of all of the constraints that you've had your entire life. How cool is that? That you could become the best version of you that you know that you are. You've been holding yourself back. You see, confidence is often misunderstood because we think that we want confidence, but what we really want is to feel self-assured. We think that we want confidence, but what we really want is to believe in ourselves. We want to have a solid self-esteem because confidence can often just be bravado. I know this for myself, the whole fake it till you make it. I was really good at it. I never made it doing that, by the way. I never made it through faking it. I just felt more like a fraud. The way that I show you on this podcast and on my courses and in my book and on my coaching is actually how to do it for real. So confidence, yeah, doesn't always feel great because it's not necessarily what you're after. What you're actually after is feeling self-assured, believing in yourself, and actually having that sense of like worth within you. That's where the gold really, really is. The sense of self-belief. Do you want that? Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. Let's do it. So the three ways that you can be more confident within yourself right now is to change your mindset. Yeah. It all starts up here in the noggin. You can go and do a whole bunch of stuff, but if you are not working on what's happening in between your ears, you're going to just sabotage yourself. You really are. So your mindset is super important. A quick one for you here is that thoughts are not fact. Know that. Your thoughts are not fact. Just because you have a thought about yourself that says, I can't do this, I'm unworthy, doesn't mean that it's true. Your thoughts come from your beliefs, and your beliefs were formed when you were pretty young. Like between the ages of 0 and 7, most of your beliefs are formed about yourself and the world. That's a big deal, right? Like you were only 7 when you created all these beliefs about yourself. But even those beliefs are made up. You could have a completely different belief about yourself now than what you did when you were 7. It's changed, right? Once upon a time, you weren't a mother, now you are. Or once upon a time, you didn't think that you would like boys because they were gross when you were a kid. And now you're like, oh, I like men. This is a good thing, right? Our beliefs do change over our lifetimes and they're made up. So you may as well make up ones that serve you. Know this, hear this loud and clearly. A, thoughts are not fact. They just aren't. You have a thought that comes by. It comes past you like you're watching thoughts go by on a sushi train. And if you see a thought that you don't like, which is a thought that might be negative, don't invest in it. Don't pay any more attention to it than what it needs. Acknowledge and validate. Just say it's a sushi train. It goes past you. Decide that you don't want that. Say thank you very much for the offer and let it go. Choose a different thought. You have the power to do that. Just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. Create some distance and a gap between you and your thoughts. Your thoughts are just going to be there. And if you've listened to other podcasts of mine, you'll soon realize, and particularly if you're in my courses, you will recognize that our thoughts are lent towards negativity, not because it's trying to screw you, but because that's what keeps us safe, or traditionally, historically had kept us safe. That's why it does it. It's just trying to keep you safe. It's trying to find what is wrong so it can solve problems to keep you alive. But most of the things that you're worried about right now are not dangerous. They're not putting you at risk. Maybe to your emotions, maybe to your feelings or to your mental well-being for a moment, because someone might say something that you don't like. But you can do something about that. Your physical well-being is not being threatened by a negative thought, nor by a negative opinion of someone else, by the way, either. You get to choose another thought. And it's the same with your beliefs. Your beliefs are created when you were younger. You can choose better beliefs. If all our beliefs are made up, then you may as well make up ones that serve you. Go ahead. After this podcast, you might be driving or walking, but do a bit of an inventory of your beliefs. What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about your ability to be able to succeed in your life? What do you believe about you? Write a nice comprehensive list. See how many you don't like, and then go about replacing them. Now, I'm making this seem quite simple because it is, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy. And so you can absolutely do this. You can do this on your own. I recommend you perhaps working with a coach, doing some of my work, the courses that I have on offer, as well as the one-on-one coaching that I do, because you can get stuck in your own beliefs and it can all be a little bit of a wild ride up there. But you can do it alone. You can read books on it. You can have a look at different subjects. You can listen to podcasts like this. Look at your belief systems. Choose something different. You've got the power. Number two of how to have more confidence right now is to change your relationship with fear. Fear is something that's going to get in your way a lot, particularly as you up-level. Whenever you up-level in your life, fear is going to come play its game. And it's going to say stuff like, oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, no, you shouldn't do that. The couch is looking way better. Why don't we just stay here? It's comfy and warm. We don't need to do any of that. I'm tired. Fear doesn't always come in a teeth-chattering, oh, my God, I'm scared kind of way. Fear can often show up as procrastination. It can show up as tiredness. It can show up as distraction, numbing, you know, like, oh, what's over there? Shiny thing. That's your way for your mind to move away from what it's afraid of. The antidote to fear is action. You got to do things that you're afraid of. And some of you like go, oh, yeah, but I'm not very courageous. I'm not a very brave person. Courage only shows up when you take action with fear. If you weren't afraid, it wouldn't be courage. Don't wait until you're courageous enough to take the action because it'll never come. Courage comes when you take the action in spite of the fear. You're afraid, you take the action anyway. Start small on this. You don't have to go do, you know, like I'm terrified of public speaking and I'm going to go speak on a stage with 10,000 people or 1,000 people or 100 people. You don't need to go do that right now. Do small things, baby steps. And just say it's a public speaking thing that you're afraid of. Don't even go there for now. Start with something small, like I'm afraid to wear pink lipstick. Wear the pink lipstick. Yeah? Start with small things and build the muscle of courage. The more that you do courageous things, the more that you are directing your fear, you being the leader of it, the bigger the muscle gets and the more confident you begin to feel because you're taking action. If you do scary things regularly, you realize that you're more capable than what you actually think you are because fear just keeps you stuck in your own head, which is why the mindset and the belief work is so important. Because fear will just hold you back. It just keeps you there. It wants to keep you safe. It wants to keep you small, but you don't. You don't want to be safe. You don't want to be small. You don't want to be held back. So start doing things that scare you. Do things that scare you more frequently and you will get better at it. Go ahead, do that. In fact, I'd also encourage you to just write a bit of a list of what are three things that I could do this week? Small things that I could do this week that I'm afraid of. Maybe it's make that phone call. Maybe it's write a post on Facebook. Maybe it's wear the pink lipstick. What are three small things that you could do this week? And I mean it, this week, that scare you a little bit, but not too much that you're like, oh my God, I'm so vulnerable and I can't deal and my nervous system goes to shit. No, just things that are a little bit scary. And the more that you do things that are a little bit scary, the wider your world gets. But when you shy away from things that are scary, your world gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And as a result of that, the world becomes scarier and scarier. You look out in the world and you think, oh my God, it's too scary. I can't even do that. Start to do things that scare you more frequently. So number one is mindset. Number two is overcome your fear. Do things that scare you more frequently. And this third one here I alluded to just before, your physiology creates your psychology. And literally that means that the body will often determine how you think and feel about yourself. Your physiology is your body, your psychology is your mental, right? So if you're sitting there slumped over, kind of looking down, holding yourself like kind of like looking from side to side and looking down, you're not going to feel very confident. But if all of a sudden you sit up nice and tall and put your shoulders back and square yourself, you're actually going to feel more confident. If you didn't do that with me right now, I recommend that you do. Go ahead and slump over right now and just kind of like do a posture that would make you feel like nervous. A little bit nervous, a little bit scared, like your shoulders are kind of hunched and you're, I don't know, like I'm like rubbing my arm a little bit and even the way that I'm talking becomes a bit frightened. Now go ahead and sit up nice and tall. Shake that out for a second. Shake it out. Stand up nice and tall. It feels different, doesn't it? Your physiology creates your psychology. And that's a simple hack that you can do in the moment, is to hold yourself higher up, hold your back. But it's very difficult, scientifically proven, it's very, very difficult for you to stay in a bad mood when you're shaking your ass. So just go ahead and shake your butt now. Just go ahead and shake your butt. You can hear my chair creaking as I'm doing it here. Just go ahead and see if you can help but put a smile on your face. Your physiology creates your psychology. And so if you don't move your body very much, you're likely to feel stuck because you're not moving. You don't have the energy. You don't have the things that are moving within your body. If you are moving your body more frequently, that's going for walks or going for the gym or taking dance classes or just dancing around your house, you are more likely to feel better about yourself when you're moving your body. Our bodies are literally made to move. They want to move. And when they're not and we sit down all the time, the energy gets stuck and we feel stagnant. So I recommend that you stand up right now. Go ahead and stand up right now and shake your body out. I'm actually going to do it with you. You might hear it all clunking. Stand up right now and just shake your body. Shake your body right now. Move your body around. Oh, and just see. Just take a nice big deep breath in and out. Oh, shake your body. Do that two more times. Go in. Hands above your head and out. Oh, shake it out. One more time. Go in. And shake it out. Oh, give yourself a stretch wherever you are, even if you have to do it seated because you're driving, listening to this. Move your body. It helps. It makes us feel differently. Put on one of your favorite tunes and dance your ass off. It'll make you feel more confident because you believe in yourself more. You have a connection to your body. So what we've done here, mindset, fear, and movement. Mindset, fear, and movement. You are able to nail those three things, even just incrementally doing a small amount of those things every day, you will feel more confident. Your physiology will make you feel more confident right away. And you're shifting your focus from the negative thinking, acknowledging and validating those thoughts that are coming through, and then shifting into a different choice of thought, a different choice of a belief. And not letting fear guide you is going to change everything for you. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. Has it served you? Are you feeling more confident? Have you shaken yourself out? Did you do the things? Leave me a voice note if you can, or shoot me through an email, loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au, or find me on the socials. You know where to find me: Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all the places you can come and hang out with me. If you don't follow me there already, I would absolutely love you to. And if you have found this podcast episode useful, I would love for you to share it with someone else. If you haven't subscribed already, please go ahead and do that. As I said at the beginning of this episode, it just really helps the mission get out here, and it helps more people to feel more confident and believing in themselves on a regular basis, which is exactly what I want for you. If anything in today's episode has made you go, you know what, I think that I might need some more help with this. I feel like I need some guidance and I don't really know how to do it. Then why not drop me a DM or shoot me an email and let's have a conversation. Maybe one-on-one coaching is for you. My books are open for the next month or so. Every year, twice a year, I open my books up for one-on-one clients. And now is that perfect opportunity. So go ahead and shoot me an email if you are curious about one-on-one coaching and what that might look for you, because that is a great way to be able to really build your confidence in a meaningful way. I love you so, so very much. I hope that you love you too. That is my mission here. I want you to love yourself more and more in the way that is so meaningful that you get to bring out what's in your heart. Big love to you. I will catch you next week. See ya. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams.
If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.